Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. His truth, spoken in one moment, became an evergreen seed for our generation today. The power of a conversation is eternal. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good day, Scott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
It's a great pleasure to connect with you. What part of the world are you in today?
I am in a town called Bryan, Texas. It's kind of in central Texas.
All right. Thank you for joining me for a 12-minute conversation. I'd love to know, what was the thing that got you over the line for going into business full-time with what seems to be your purpose?
So what really got me kind of over the line was receiving input from other people. So my wife and I went through a really bad financial challenge of our own. I was suicidal because of finances. We nearly got divorced because of finances. And when we radically changed the way we were living our life was at the same time that I was changing into a corporate career and a lot of other things were going on. But people started noticing that we were being different. And I actually had a friend of mine come up to me one time and say, "You know, you and your wife are weird. Do you think you could help us be weird?" And that was literally my first coaching client, because we were like, yeah, we could figure out how to help you be weird. And so we started coaching, and that kind of grew on the side. And as I kept getting feedback from folks and from community and from other folks that this is what I was really supposed to be doing, that's when my wife and I decided to lean into it and turn it into a business.
Where does the God factor come in?
God shows up in community, is my belief. And so, when the people around you, when you start getting feedback, you start running into nudges, things just magically appear that it's like, oh, you're supposed to be doing this. Mm. It's the feedback comes, at least for me, I don't hear some sort of audible voice from above that says, yeah, this is what you're supposed to be doing. It's more the peace and the contentment feeling in your own mind, even when you're afraid, even when you're like, oh, I'm not sure if this is going to work, it still feels right. And then it's echoed back to you from the community around you. It's that feedback loop of internal peace and external validation that I think, at least for me, that is where God shows up. The other place is honestly in the voice of my wife. When my wife was like, yes, this is what we need to do, that's usually a pretty good assurance that that's what we're supposed to be doing.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 29 years. It'll be 30 years this March.
So was this a new version of life coming into the business, or just simply because of what God spoke to you in terms of the nudges?
No, it was really the nudges that was new. What happened is, so I was a school teacher, and I looked up one day and realized that we had more debt than I made in a year, almost twice as much. I started feeling really worthless as a man, as a husband, as a provider, all of these sorts of things. That's where the suicidal thoughts were coming from. I began to feel like I was worth more dead than alive. Mm. And I was going to protect my wife, so I'm not sharing any of this with her, and she's trying to protect me from stress, so she's not talking to me. And not talking to each other is a great way to have a great relationship, just don't talk to each other, right? And so that's where the divorce and those sorts of conversations and feelings were coming from. And then when we leaned into it, because both of us started hearing messages independently of each other, and of course, looking back on it now, I realized this was God speaking into our life, that we needed to do something different. I needed to come clean and lean on her, and she needed to come clean and lean on me. And when we decided to do that and just radically change the way we were living, we paid off $78,000 in 2 years, 11 months, making $55,000 a year. Wow. And so if you do the math really quickly, you realize we were living on nothing. But it was because that's what we felt called to do. It's not that's the only way to do it or that's the right way to do it or anything else. It was that was what God was calling other people to do, so that we could rapidly get to a place and where we could speak into other people's lives and you know, look to other people and really make a difference in their life. And so that's why we radically uprooted everything and changed it, is it just felt for us like the absolute right thing to do.
Okay, so connect some dots for me. I'm hearing Dave Ramsey. I'm also hearing Craig Groeschel, right? Just in words that you're saying, do they connect to the book from Craig Groeschel, Wed, and Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover?
So some of the Dave Ramsey material is part of what came into our life early on. I will say I've kind of grown past that now to where I go into it with a lot of different methodologies, not just Dave's. I've read all of the other stuff, you know, John Maxwell, Dan Miller, Groeschel, you know, a lot of Max Lakoto. So I've done a lot of reading over the years. Early on, Dave is what made me realize that we could do something different. Quite frankly, I got really mad at his message. and that was really the first time I felt like maybe I could do something about it. And then as we learned more and added more into our toolbox and more into what we do, then yeah, I went deeper into both on the Christian side and on the religious side, as well as on the money and psychology and mindset and behavior side. And that's where the ultimate message of stewardship came from. That's why the business is called Inspired Stewardship.
How challenging was it for you navigating the relationship with your wife in what you guys were doing with Inspired Stewardship?
So I think there's always going to be challenges anytime you're working closely with someone, whether they're your spouse, whether they're a friend, whether they're a total stranger. You know, there's always going to be those sorts of friction points. And I think the key is clarity and communication. So are my wife and I always perfectly 100% on the same page about everything? Of course not. But when we're not, do we lean into that and talk about it and, you know, kind of fight through it, not in a physical fight way, but, you know, just we're going to wrestle with it until we come to a point where like, okay, maybe we still don't agree 100%, but we can both accept this. You know, this is the way we're going to move forward. And as long as we have that clarity and that confidence to do that, it works. When we don't, that's when we run into problems. If she keeps her mouth shut and says, you know, and lets me do something that she really doesn't want me to do, or if I go off, you know, just kind of half cocked and go off and do something without actually talking to her first and getting her buy-in on it. Okay, now we've got friction, you know. But honestly, again, even if it was just a regular business partner, that would still be true. Yeah. You know, it's so I think sometimes we escalate it and we kind of make it worse in our minds when it's our spouse, when in reality, it's not necessarily worse. It's just, you've got to know when you're wearing your business hat, and you've got to know when you're wearing your husband hat, and you've got to know when you're, you know, that you're not all of those things all of the time. And you've got to be clear about kind of what those roles and responsibilities and boundaries are.
Scott, this has been a great pleasure. 12 minutes is never enough, but I am thankful that I got it in spite of zero, right? So thank you for being here. Amazing audience, of course, we couldn't cover everything. Scott has a very cool podcast at the same time that I got to listen to. You can check that out, or you could just simply click the show notes, yeah, and go to everything. Scott, in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
Absolutely. Just... if any of these messages resonated, I hope you reach out. I hope you connect and, you know, pick up the book, pick up something else of mine or someone else's to make a difference in your world.
Yeah, I love it. Again, a pleasure. I treasure. Thank you for being on what is inspired by 12-Minute Convos.